Chapter 12. Friday. For another 5 years I didn't see cannibals again. Then, one day, soon after my 22nd anniversary on the island, I was on the hill near my cave. I saw 5 canoes and 30 cannibals on the beach. Some of them had swords and bows and arrows. They pulled 2 men out of a canoe and killed one of them with a sword. Then they immediately started to cut him open. Suddenly the other man started to run in my direction. 2 of the cannibals chased him. "I've got my guns and my sword," I thought. "Perhaps I can save that man." I started to run down the hill towards the beach. "I'm coming to help you," I shouted to the man. I shot one of the cannibals with my gun. The second cannibal aimed a bow and arrow at me, but I shot him dead. The escaped man was terrified of the cannibals and of me. Then the other cannibals jumped into their canoes and rowed away quickly. "The gun probably frightened them," I thought. I said to the man, "I won't hurt you." I knew he didn't understand English, but my friendly gestures and tone of voice finally calmed him. He came closer to me. "I'm your friend," I said, and smiled at him. At that moment, the first cannibal started to move. Then the prisoner said something in his language. He pointed to my sword, then to himself. I gave the sword to him. I watched in horror as he cut off the cannibal's head. Then he brought it to me and put it at my feet with the sword. He pointed at the 2 dead cannibals. Then he pointed to his mouth. "No, no," I said. I shook my head at the same time. "You must not eat people," I said. "It is bad. We must bury them." After we buried the bodies, I held out my hand to the man. "Come with me," I said. In the cave, I gave him food. "This is bread," I said. "These are raisins, and here is water to drink." I looked at the man while he ate. He was tall and muscular, with dark skin. He had long, straight black hair. He was very tidy compared to me, with my wild hair and beard. I pointed to him and said, "I know you have a name, but I will call you Friday, because it is the name of the day I met you." Then I pointed to myself and said, "My name is Robinson." I also taught him the words yes and no. He learned very quickly. Later, we ate a simple dinner and slept peacefully.